Why should you listen to me? Maybe you are expecting here a fancy showing off talk about myself. However, let me start by telling you that I'm just a humble guy who was born in a poor neighborhood in the city of Tanta, which is located in the center of Egypt's Delta. I'm the youngest member in my family of one brother, also a salesman Lowell, and a sister who is an amazing mother of my beloved two nieces and an excellent housewife. My mom was a hematology testing specialist, and she had a high influence in raising me as a tech-savvy guy who went to nuclear engineering school before I shifted career to become a professional salesperson. My father, who I left talking about till the end because he is the most important influencer in preparing me to become a salesperson since I was 7 years old, was 45 years old when I was born and the owner of a relatively famous retail store in our area for groceries and other conveniences. I received my first sales tips from him when I was 7. He told me, "Listen, Mo Men, the customers who come to our store, they don't come due to the products that we have. They come because of the way you treat them." I still remember this till today. As the older I grew, the more I understood what he meant. You might not have the best product or service, but if you have the best sales and service team, you will have a booming business. Getting back to the author, which is myself, you may have understood from my family in the store that I spent almost all my childhood in till I became 17 years old, that I was raised in a sales environment and on the hands of a merchant. When my dad got sick and couldn't manage the store, I took over the store management when I was 14 years old till I left town to go nuclear school in Alexandria at the age of 17. So you can say that although I'm only 31 years old at the moment of writing this book, I have over 20 years of experience in sales. The last 9 years of those I worked in and led B2B and B2C sales teams for the biggest brands in the world. That's due to the fact I was lucky enough to land a job in the biggest BPO, business process outsourcing company in the world, which I'm super proud to be part of it. Concentrix, which I consider my second home. Truly, I owe most of my experience and skills to Concentrix and all my amazing managers and mentors that I worked with and learned from throughout my journey in Concentrix. I started my multinational corp career in Concentrix 9 years ago as a sales representative for one of the biggest entertainment companies in US and Canada, selling, upselling, and cross-selling subscriptions and devices. Then I got promoted to be a mentor. As a mentor, I was responsible for answering all knowledge-related questions, handling escalating customers, and upskilling low-performing salespeople. This was the time I invested more in my sales arsenal and combined all sales books I read and sales tips and my previous experience and created a sales training curriculum that ensures success for newbies. Its core was the pyramid of trust, which is explained in my first sales book called Can't Sell, Read This Book. After achieving great success as a mentor, I got promoted to be a team leader for a launching account for the biggest telco company in USA. It was my first time as a leader, and it was definitely a tough challenge, although I took more than 30 leadership courses before I took this promotion. I managed the first wave, then right after that, I became the transition manager for the account, so I handled each and every wave entering the account. I managed over 15 teams in 1 year. I onboarded them and their leader and filled the training gaps. Then next. Ugh, it was such a year, but full of lessons learned from each challenge I faced. Then after that, I moved back to my original account as a sales leader and spent 2 years there. And for some reason, my manager saw me as the onboarding manager, LOL. I also spent 18 months as the onboarding manager. But between me and you, I love being the onboarding manager as I love new hires. Their cups are empty and they are eager to learn, and I love teaching and mentoring sales professionals. So I enjoyed it so much. Parallel to this full-time job as a sales leader in Concentrix, I was also working part-time as a sales director for local startups in Egypt. This started in 2021 during COVID, when an ex-colleague asked for my help to establish the sales and service department for his newly launched startup business, selling automotive spare parts online through an e-commerce website. He handed me 3 data entry employees who had finished the data entry project and asked me to make them sales professionals and start the department with them. I said, "Fine, let's do this." And believe it or not, in 4 weeks, I managed to make these 3 data entry employees top-notch sales professionals, and I managed to get 3 times the sales revenue in the first 3 months. But I have to be honest, the guys had a very strong will and were eager to learn and grow. After exactly 3 months from launching, where we were almost going to achieve break-even in another 2 to 3 months max, I was informed that company fund was zero and we have to let go of the employees. I spent nights thinking what I could do to rescue this company, and I found no other way other than fundraising. So I acted even before planning and wrote cold emails with a pitch deck attached to them and sent them to each and every single VC and angel investor in Africa and the Middle East. I received some non-serious replies until I received a reply from the AUC investment consultant asking me to apply to their accelerator program, which I definitely did. I went through the application, the filtration process, and managed to get our company to be shortlisted as one of the 20 startups who would continue the accelerator program from over 200 companies who were in the first stage. To reach the demo day, you have to attend 5 months of business school lectures where you learn how to launch a successful startup and build a strong business model canvas, growth hacking, lead generation, valuation, investment, marketing, sales, budgeting, finance, and almost all what you need to ensure the success of your startup. And because I represented the company, I was lucky to attend all these lectures. And believe it or not, I was also the one on stage pitching the company to investors, although I was not one of the founders, Lowell. I managed to attract some investors, but unfortunately, after all that, the founders couldn't continue what I started due to issues in the financial historical data, so I left. Then another startup approached me to assist also in building the sales process and team, which was specialized in the fintech domain, so I did the project for 3 months. Then I paused working with startups from 2022 when I got headhunted by a B2B dental equipment company in Atlanta, Georgia, USA, to become their sales director. Managing a team of 3 sales managers and 20 business development representatives selling B2B to dentists in USA. In this company, I played a completely different role as a manager. Till that time, I was mainly a founder. I built sales teams and departments from scratch. But this time, I was needed to become the change manager, which, believe me, is not the most appealing stage of an organization to its employees. In my first week as a sales director, I received requests from the CEO to change the commission scheme completely, build KPIs model, establish a sales-related disciplinary actions policy, create a motivation program, build and document quality process and procedure, evaluate the current leadership team, and hire replacements if needed, which was definitely needed at that time. So you can say that I was responsible for restructuring the sales department from A to Z. I can proudly say it was a success, but I was completely consumed there that I couldn't do any side startup hustles anymore. After spending 1 year there and ensuring a sustainable sales performance, I decided to leave for matters I prefer to keep to myself. Then I worked as a career advisor for an edtech company in USA for 3 months until I finally returned back to my home company, Concentrix. As again, guess what? A launching manager for a B2B sales account selling on behalf of the biggest food delivery platform in the US. First, I launched successfully the post-sales account management team and overachieved client target by 200% for 2 consecutive quarters. So they decided to reward me by getting transferred to manage the pre-sale team, which was struggling to achieve the target for the past 2 quarters. And here you go again, a change manager, restructure, change, and refine. And believe it or not, this team has been overachieving now for the past 2 months, and the client is much happier. I forgot to mention that I returned to supporting local startups at the same time I returned to Concentrix, but this time as chief sales officer, however, as board advisor for an IT solutions company selling B2B in Egypt, and a happily married guy to a beautiful and very supportive wife who supported me during this whole journey, and a father for a 4-year-old beautiful daughter. Couldn't be more thankful.
مع آي بودكاست حين تقرأ كتابك بأذنيك.